So again, welcome everyone to Day 40 of the Winter Peace for the Soul. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Arrive in the present moment, in your body, in the group. Just a quick recap on our last paramita, which is so appropriate. It's wisdom. It's the wisdom that arises naturally when we slow down, when we gather, when we pause and practice all the other paramitas: generosity, patience, joyful effort, moral conduct, being in line with our own values, and of course, meditation. And while there's traditional ways to talk about wisdom, and we did talk about the three main ways, the three marks of existence, the truth of suffering, that life has hard stuff, no matter how you shake it, the truth of change, everything is always evolving and changing. The truth of no self, or the fullness of our connections and interdependence. But what I want to invite you today to reflect on, to lean into, is your own wisdom. The wisdom that arises from your own practice, because it's the real deal. It's the big deal. And to just reflect on, what do you know now about yourself, about meditation, about your practice, that you didn't know 40 days ago? So whether you showed up once or a couple of times or all 40 days, to really appreciate the efforts that you've made for your own practice, for working with your own heart, mind, and to let your own wisdom and your own experience and natural goodness be the ground of your practice today and going forward. And before we shift to the formal practice, I want to share with you a very traditional bodhisattva chant, prayer, aspiration, whatever you want to think of it. It's the one I say every day. And so I'll say it before our formal practice, and then I'll say it right at the end, so you'll get another chance to hear it. Don't worry. May the pure, brilliant sun of bodhicitta, which is our awakened heart, dawn in each and every heart and mind, dispelling the darkness of suffering and confusion unstoppably until all are fully illumined and awakened. So on that note, shifting to our formal practice together, again, taking the seat, feeling the sense of ground, again, in your body, in the present mind, in the present moment, but in your natural wisdom and basic goodness, which we all have. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to your natural worthiness. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and others, remembering it's me and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, in the warmth and joy and connection of our practice together.